WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Governor Northam pulls back slightly on relaxing bar restrictions, but Virginia still forges ahead into Phase 3 today, even as more than 500 cases of the coronavirus are reported every day in Virginia. It's also the day today that hundreds of new laws go into effect in the Commonwealth, and we have some highlights. And Virginia's environmental agency wants to add more fines to the Mountain Valley Pipeline project. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, July 1st. We'll get to that roundup of new laws going into effect today in just a few minutes. But first, these reports. Governor Ralph Northam took a late step on the last day of June to keep people from gathering at bars as Virginia enters Phase 3 of its reopening amid the coronavirus pandemic. The governor said Tuesday that the state's restaurants will not be allowed to fully reopen their bars as previously planned. The state was set to allow people to congregate at bars as long as they practiced physical distancing. Instead, restaurants can continue to operate under Phase 2 restrictions, which allow limited table service in bar areas but generally prohibits sitting at bar counters. Northam's office said the governor made the decision to keep stricter rules on bars because of a spike in virus cases in other states that have reopened earlier than Virginia. Otherwise, beginning today, restaurants and non-essential retail stores no longer have to limit indoor capacity to 50% of what their space can hold, but they still have to keep customers 6 feet apart, or at least try to. In explaining his decision to move forward with reopening, Northam said the state's percent of positive tests was declining, and he cited a falling number of people hospitalized with positive or pending cases of COVID-19. He also said Virginia's testing, contact tracing, and supply of personal protective equipment were adequate and that hospitals have sufficient bed capacity. But a new Harvard study reported on Tuesday's Morning Edition says that most states, including Virginia, are not doing nearly enough testing of COVID-19. On average, more than 500 new cases of the disease occur every day in Virginia, according to the Department of Health. That trend has leveled off over the last couple of weeks. As of Tuesday, 1,763 Virginians have died from COVID-19. You can find that report from Harvard posted at WMRA.org. Meanwhile, the Virginia Department of Health is warning residents that scammers might call them posing as COVID-19 contact tracers in order to take their money. The department says its contact tracers will not ask for money or for a Social Security number. They will not ask for bank account details, credit card numbers, or payment in any form. Their services are covered by tax dollars, not individual fees, the department said. When they call, your phone will identify the caller as VDH COVID team. The Virginia Department of Environmental Quality wants to fine Mountain Valley Pipeline $86,000 for continued environmental violations. The Roanoke Times reported yesterday that that fine would be for alleged violations that occurred after Mountain Valley paid a $2 million settlement last year over similar infractions. That settlement covered violations through September 18th last year. But the DEQ says that more violations occurred since then and stretched into March. Construction work on the project began more than 2 years ago. The digging of trenches to bury a natural gas pipeline in the mountains has caused erosion. Harmful sediment has been washed onto nearby properties and into streams and rivers. In the meantime, construction on the 303-mile pipeline is suspended. Mountain Valley is seeking to regain key permits that were vacated or suspended following court challenges by environmental groups. The company has said that the pipeline would be completed by early next year. A Richmond judge on Tuesday denied an emergency request by the American Civil Liberties Union to ban police from using chemical irritants, including tear gas, to disperse protesters. On Monday, ACLU attorneys told the judge that Richmond police violated protesters' constitutional rights of free speech and peaceful assembly by employing chemical irritants and other devices when dispersing them from outside City Hall last week. The Hershey plant in Stewart's Draft will get $135 million in state and local grants to expand the facility. Governor Northam announced the grants Tuesday. The expansion is expected to add more than 100 jobs at the facility, which is the second largest Hershey plant in the country. It currently employs around 1,000 people. Okay, well, as Bill Maher says, new rules. There's new laws in effect today. Earlier this year, Virginia Democrats passed sweeping changes on everything from guns to elections. Those laws go into effect today. Ben Pavier with VPM in Richmond reports.
Governor Ralph Northam signed almost 1,300 pieces of legislation this year, rubber stamping the top priorities of the new Democratic majority in the General Assembly. Starting today, cities and counties can control the fate of their Confederate monuments. Women don't have to wait 24 hours before an abortion procedure. And drivers can be ticketed if they hold their cell phone behind the wheel. Gun control advocates are cheering the passage of a new red flag law, universal background checks, and a handful of other bills. Republicans warn of liberal overreach and higher utility bills, thanks to a new law mandating carbon-free electricity by 2045. Democrats dismiss those claims and say they're making good on the promises that got them into office. Ben Pavier, WMRA News.
Another new law raises the dollar threshold for felony larceny, Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Back in 1980, lawmakers set the threshold for felony larceny at $200. At the time, a postage stamp was 20 cents, and a record album cost about $6. Then the threshold stayed the same as the cost of everything else went up. Lawmakers finally raised it in 2017 to $500.
Well, there were many of us who didn't think $500 was enough.
State Senator Jennifer McClellan of Richmond. She's running for governor.
That was as far as we could go in 2018, and we were one of only 15 states that had a threshold below $1,000, so we just kept pushing until we could get it higher.
After Democrats won back both the House and Senate last year, McClellan introduced a bill to double the felony threshold from $500 to $1,000. One of the groups that opposed the bill was the Virginia Retail Merchants Association. Lobbyist Rob Bohannon.
Shoplifting costs about $45 billion a year. Average incident, $559. Those are costs that retailers have to eat that go to their bottom line.
The bill passed the General Assembly, and the governor signed it. And this week, a new $1,000 felony threshold will go into effect, keeping many defendants from facing felony charges that could prevent them from getting a job or casting a vote. Michael Pope.
Finally today, in Washington, Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger recently proposed the Growing Climate Solutions Act. The bipartisan legislation aims to help farmers and foresters get involved in carbon trading, the practice of buying and selling permits to emit carbon dioxide. Patrick Larson from VPM has more.
Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger's bill, co-sponsored by Republican Congressman Don Bacon of Nebraska, would direct the USDA to create guidelines and verify third-party groups to assist farmers entering the carbon market. Ben Rowe of the Virginia Farm Bureau says that would greatly simplify things for farmers and foresters, who now face a complicated carbon marketplace.
And putting this under one agency that already has experience working with farmers gives them the certainty they need.
Rowe says making this revenue stream more accessible would give a boost to farmers who embrace conservation and environmental practices. He says that's an especially powerful incentive due to big losses from the COVID-19 pandemic.
That's Patrick Larson with VPM reporting. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Wednesday.